Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address G7 Outreach Summit at Apulia in Italy today, to also hold series of bilateral talks with world leaders on the sidelines. Special Indian Air Force aircraft carrying mortal remains of Indians who died in building fire in Kuwait, reaches Kochi in Kerala. 6 persons killed and around 2,000 tourists stranded as landslides and rain wreak havoc in Sikkim. IMD says heavy rainfall to continue over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Assam, Meghalaya, Sikkim and other parts of Northeast India till the 19th of this month. United States and Ukraine sign long-term security agreement on the sidelines of G7 summit. Annual 5-day Hajj pilgrimage begins with the arrival of 2 million people from across the world in Saudi Arabia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G7 Outreach Summit at Apulia in Italy today. Mr. Modi reached Apulia last night on a 2-day visit to Italy at the invitation of its Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. India has been invited as an outreach country. On the sidelines of the summit, the Prime Minister is also expected to hold a series of bilateral meetings and discussions with world leaders. Mr. Modi is scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with French President Emmanuel Macron, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, Japanese PM Fumio Kishida and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. This is Prime Minister Modi's first overseas visit after assuming office for the 3rd consecutive term. We have more from our correspondent.
This will be India's 11th participation in G7 summit and Prime Minister Modi's 5th consecutive participation at the G7 summit. India's regular participation at the summit clearly points to increasing recognition and contribution of the efforts that India has been consistently making in trying to resolve global challenges, including those of peace, security, development and environment preservation. Prime Minister's participation in the summit would also provide a timely opportunity to follow up on outcomes of the G20 summit held in India last year. Besides India, Italy as G7 presidency has also invited Algeria, Argentina, Brazil, Egypt, Kenya, Mauritania, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Tunisia, Turkey, UAE and some international organizations including the United Nations. Suparna Sekia, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said the government is committed to consolidate the India-Italy strategic partnership and bolster cooperation in the Indo-Pacific and Mediterranean regions. Mr. Modi said he is glad that his first visit in the 3rd consecutive term is to Italy for the G7 summit. The Prime Minister said during the discussions at the outreach session the focus would be on artificial intelligence, energy, Africa and the Mediterranean. He said, "It will be an opportunity to bring greater synergy between the outcomes of the G20 summit held under India's presidency and the forthcoming G7 summit and deliberate on issues which are crucial for the global south." G7 consists of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom and the United States. The special Indian Air Force aircraft carrying the mortal remains of 45 Indian nationals who lost their lives in the devastating fire in Kuwait landed at the Cochin International Airport in Kerala this morning. The remains of 45 Indian nationals were flown back home from Kuwait. The bodies of 31 victims were deboarded at the Cochin International Airport. The tragic fire incident took place at a labor housing facility in the Mangav area of Kuwait on Wednesday. Our Kochi correspondent has the details.
All the formalities concerned with the 45 victims who perished in the fire mishap in Kuwait were completed at the airport itself. A heavy blanket of grief enveloped the air as the mortal remains of 31 victims belonging to Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Karnataka were offloaded from the aircraft and placed near the import cargo reception area for the public to pay homage. Ministers of State Kirtivardhan Singh and Suresh Gopi, Chief Minister Pinrai Vijayan and his cabinet colleagues, leader of the opposition in the the State Assembly, V.D. Sadeeshan, and BJP State President K. Surendran were among those who paid last respects. Many relatives of the deceased who had come to the airport to receive the lifeless remains of their near and dear ones stood in stoic silence with their eyes moist, reflecting the agony of their hearts. Later, each body was taken to their respective native places in ambulances where they will be finally laid to rest. The remaining 14 bodies are being flown to New Delhi from where they will be taken to their home states. Rajmohan, Akashwani News, Kochi.
Talking to Media Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh, who coordinated with the Kuwaiti government for the early repatriation of the mortal remains of the deceased, thanked the Kuwaiti authorities for all possible help and full cooperation in early repatriation of mortal remains.
The bodies could be brought back as soon as possible, and in the hospital we are told that His Highness has called up the hospital people and the Minister for Health personally, and the Minister of Health has himself done rounds of the hospital where the victim people injured are being treated. The Kuwaiti government is taking this incident very seriously, and they are taking all possible steps. They are making inquiries as to how it happened so that this kind of a tragic incident is never repeated again, and they assured us that they will take all possible steps.
Meanwhile, Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan has lauded the efforts of the central government in coordinating with the Kuwaiti authorities and ensuring the swift repatriation of the mortal remains of those killed in the fire mishap in that country. Speaking to media persons at the Cochin International Airport, the Chief Minister said the central government effectively intervened and coordinated with the Kuwaiti authorities during the worst crisis faced by the Indians working abroad. Jewel Oram today assumed charge as the Minister of Tribal Affairs in New Delhi. Addressing a press conference after taking charge, Mr. Oram said that it is an honour to lead the ministry for the third time. Highlighting the basic needs of tribals, the minister said it is the priority of the ministry to intensify the network of education and boost the health sector in tribal regions.
Itna bada education ka infrastructure ab ek network tribal area mein khada ho raha hai. Ye sabse priority kaam hai. Health sector mein bhi tribal kaafi dikkat unko jata hai. Usko karenge. Electrification to kaafi ho chuka hai, lekin phir bhi ab jo baki hai usme solar mein hum log jaake usko cover karenge. Communication, Pradhanmantri Gram Sadak Yojana ke karan bahut sare gaon jud gaya hai, lekin phir bhi isme se article 275(1) mein se hum special grant deke bhi बहुत सारे पुल पुलिया हम लोग बनाते हैं, इरीगेशन का फैसिलिटी भी बनाते हैं.
रक्षा मंत्री राजनाथ सिंह हैज रीच्ड विशाखापट्टनम टू पार्टिसिपेट इन द डे एट सी प्रोग्राम ऑन बोर्ड आईएनएस जलस्वा एन एम्फिबियस ट्रांसपोर्ट डॉक अंडर द एजेस ऑफ द ईस्टर्न नेवल कमांड. This is the Raksha Mantri's first visit to the East Naval Command after taking charge as the Defence Minister for the second time. The Supreme Court today sought responses from the Centre and the National Testing Agency, NTA, on a plea seeking a CBI probe into allegations of question paper leak and other irregularities in the NEET UG 2024 examination for admission to undergraduate medical programs. A vacation bench of Justices Vikram Nath and Sandeep Mehta, which was hearing a PIL, also sought responses from the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, and the Bihar government within 2 weeks. It said the PIL will also be taken up with other pending ones on the 8th of July. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said the central government is committed to protect the interests of NEET examinees. He assured the students that all their concerns will be addressed with fairness and equity, and no student will be at a disadvantage. In a social media post today, Mr. Pradhan said facts related to NEET examination are in cognizance of the Supreme Court. He said the central government will take all necessary actions for the well-being of students as per the directions of the Supreme Court. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. In Sikkim, at least 6 persons were killed and 2,000 tourists are stranded as massive landslides triggered by incessant rainfall caused devastation at Mangan district. Surging water levels of the Teesta River led to the collapse of both an old suspension bridge and a newly constructed Bailey Bridge at Sanklang, cutting off the crucial connection of the Zongu region of North Sikkim. In Namchi and Gangtok districts, various rural roads have been swept away due to heavy rainfall. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that heavy to extremely heavy rainfall will continue over South Himalayan, West Bengal, Assam, Meghalaya, Sikkim and other parts of northeast India till the 19th of this month. Meanwhile, no respite from heat wave is likely over northern parts of the country. The IMD has issued a red alert warning for some parts of North India, including Jharkhand, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh today. Speaking exclusively to Akashwani, IMD scientist Dr. Soma Sen said heat wave will continue to prevail over Jharkhand, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh.
Very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall hum ummeed kar rahe hain sab Himalayan, West Bengal aur Assam, Meghalaya ke liye jahan orange se leke red alert chalegi agle 4 se 5 din yani 14 se 19 June tak aur heat wave related alert hai. Aaj UP, Bihar aur Jharkhand yahan red alert chalegi, kal se Bihar, Jharkhand mein orange alert ho jayegi aur uske baad se yellow alert. Magar Uttar Pradesh mein red alert chalega 4 se 5 din tak.
In some international news, the United States and Ukraine have signed an agreement laying out Washington's long-term security relationship with Kiev on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Italy. U.S. President Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky signed the bilateral deal that comes after 15 countries concluded similar long-term security agreements with Kiev, including Britain, France and Germany. According to media reports, the agreement broadly regulates cooperation between the two countries at all possible levels, including with regard to military equipment, training and maneuvers. However, the agreement makes no promises to supply specific weapon systems to Ukraine. About 2 million pilgrims from across the world are converging at Mina in Saudi Arabia as the annual 5-day Hajj pilgrimage began today. More than 1,75,000 pilgrims from India are participating in the pilgrimage. Out of these, 1,40,020 pilgrims have reached there through Hajj Committee of India. The highest number of 5,000 Indian women pilgrims will perform Hajj without mihram or male guardian this year. The pilgrims began their journey from the holy city of Mecca to assemble in Mina. They will spend the night there and move towards the plains of Arafat at dawn tomorrow for the day's main ritual of Hajj, reciting prayers. With the Hajj Suvidha mobile app, information and grievance reporting services are being provided to Indian pilgrims. The Mumbai International Film Festival will begin in Chennai tomorrow. The festival, to be held till the 21st of this month, aims to display a wide range of appreciation of films for students and cinema lovers. Speaking exclusively to Akashwani, the regional head of the National Film Development Corporation, Rohini Gautaman, said this is the first time that the festival is being conducted in different cities, including Chennai, Calcutta, Delhi and Pune.
This entire film festival is more focused towards students so that they understand what is happening in that particular industry. There is for them to see what is happening and also to interact with people who are, will be coming over there, or different people. There will be artists, there will be people, students themselves, there will be academicians of the industries. It is a place where they can interact, see what is happening. At the same time, take back what they see as to what they can do when they start making documentaries. And our company, our corporation, NFPC, where they can ask us for help and see what we can do for them. So there are a lot of interactions which will be useful for them.
Ahead of the 10th edition of the International Yoga Day on the 21st of this month, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared a video clip of Trikonasana, or the triangular posture, on social media platform X. The clip described the health benefits as well as steps to perform this asana. In cricket, Afghanistan defeated Papua New Guinea by 7 wickets in the Group C match of ICC Men's T20 World Cup in Trinidad this morning. With this win, Afghanistan secured a spot in the Super 8 along with the hosts, West Indies, from Group C. Now the spotlight will be on the second match of the day, where the United States will clash with Ireland in the Group A clash in Florida. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address G7 Outreach Summit at Apulia in Italy today, to also hold a series of bilateral talks with world leaders on the sidelines. Special Indian Air Force aircraft carrying mortal remains of Indians who died in building fire in Kuwait reaches Kochi in Kerala. 6 persons killed and around 2,000 tourists stranded as landslides and rain wreak havoc in Sikkim. IMD says heavy rainfall to continue over sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Assam, Meghalaya, Sikkim and other parts of northeast India till the 19th of this month. United States and Ukraine signed long-term security agreement on sidelines of G7 summit, and annual five-day Hajj pilgrimage begins with the arrival of 2 million people from across the world in Saudi Arabia. And with that, we end the midday news.